My name is Crystal Dionda, CrystalDeanda. I'm recording an interview with Victor Bolendo, VictorPolendo, from San Antonio, Texas. The date is September 28th, 2024. And we are conducting this interview at John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M Kingsville as part of the university's 2024 Tamalada Festival. What special memories do you have of tamales?
Well, it's been in generations of tamales in my family. It's mostly all the time is just for family gathering, like primos, tios, grandparents, and well, and so on. That, like I say, it's basically it's something that we were. Whenever they make tamales, it's a family gathering.
So, what do tamales mean to you then?
Family. Yeah, that's what it means to me. It means that having that relationship with being close to everybody and not be separated from family. It's always that we're gonna have tamales in one house, so everybody goes there and visits, and that's more of a gathering and keeping family close.
How do you prepare your tamales then?
Well, that's my mom's secret. So it's like in our family, we basically the women prepare the tamales, and all our other cousins, we hang around and do activities and everything. Then we never get to get that surprise of what's in them.
In that case, what are your favorite kinds of tamales?
My favorite kind of tamales are, well, all three kinds that to us that my mom prepares. It's chicken, pork, and cinnamon with raisins, something like that. Those are the three best ones to me.
Is there a particular person then that you associate with tamales?
My mom. Yes, my mom definitely.